Excuse me, next case, please.
The next application is 11,884. The University of Delaware seeks a special use exception to retain two manufactured home-type structures for offices. Section 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of County Seat Highway Route 9 and east side of Tyndall Road. The 901 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 231, Map 19, Parcel 6. Again, they're just looking to retain two existing manufactured home-type structures as offices. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and two mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. Mark Isaacs, 16043 Clemson Lane, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, sir.
Okay, thank you all. Just a quick review. In 2013, my name is Mark Isaacs, and I'm representing the University of Delaware on behalf of the Carville Research and Education Center, which is located just west of Georgetown on Route 9 and County Seat Highway, a little bit west of Sussex Tech. And in 2013, we came in front of the board to request a special use exemption to place two manufactured trailers on site to accommodate the renovation of our Lasher laboratory, which is our poultry laboratory that the state provided renovation funds for. And those trailers were initially used to relocate the laboratory staff while we were renovating an existing brick building there permanently on the property. And our original intent was to, after the renovation of the laboratory, was to turn around and send these trailers back, which they came from a company called Vanguard out of Pennsylvania. Because of the infrastructure costs that we had to incur as far as running fiber, water, sewer, gas lines, and everything to operate the trailers during a renovation of the lab, we did a little investigating. That was our actual cost were somewhere roughly around a little shy of $80,000 just to get the trailers operational. In the meantime, we were leasing those trailers during the renovation, okay? So as we were nearing the completion of the renovation of the laboratory, I approached our dean for the College of Ag, and I asked him, I said, you know, why don't we see what it would cost to purchase these trailers and keep them on premise as a location for our field crop research laboratory, which originally, before we renovated the poultry diagnostic laboratory, the former lab had one, what we call wet lab area, that was for field crop research. Well, when we renovated the diagnostic lab, we wanted to remove any laboratories in that, any laboratory classrooms in that lab that did not have any activity with poultry. So in other words, the current Lasher lab has absolutely nothing in there but poultry diagnostic lab space. So it was basically a way to practice biosecurity measures. And we needed a place to relocate this one lab, which was our field crops research lab, which is for vegetable and agronomic crops research. So we approached Vanguard, and basically they allowed us to purchase the two trailers for a tune of about $70,000. It was going to cost us $25,000 to have those basically broken back down and relocated. So with the investment that we had and the fact that we still needed to find space for our field crop laboratory, we decided to purchase those, and our intent is to permanently place our field crop research laboratories in there. In that lab, we would be doing plant pathology work, which is disease, nematology work, which has a little bit of soils work. We do a lot of packaging of seed for variety trials and different plant research studies that we have that presently, right now, we don't have any space for since we took them out of the Lasser lab. So what our goal is to, the pictures that you have in front of you is actually the location of the trailers. You can see they're really in nice shape. Everything was up to fire code when we placed them in and up to University of Delaware's occupational health and safety standards, which is pretty stringent in itself. And so all of those codes are met, everything is good. And what we're asking is for to basically reapply for another 5-year special use exemption for those trailers. To address the questions, number one, that such exception will not substantially adversely affect the use of adjacent and neighboring property. In those pictures, you can see the trailers are completely surrounded by the University of Delaware property. There's a poultry house, that's our environmental research poultry house, that's in the back. If you look at the bottom right picture right there, so behind the trailers is University of Delaware property, west of the trailers is University and east. So it's all placed on University property. There's absolutely no negative implications for any of the other adjacent property owners because it's not anywhere near the property line. Our basis for appeal is we're requesting a special use exemption for these two trailers to be located on UD property to be used for another 5-year term. We know that we have to continue to come back and request a special use exemption every 5 years, which we are prepared to do. And it's for laboratory space for our field crops research. So that'll be happy to entertain any questions. Any of you have?
Okay. And I'm going to start with you, Mr. Workman. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Nope.
Mr. Mills?
The purpose is for it to be temporary, and I understand the expense. Is there any plan in the future of building a permanent structure for that purpose? Or?
Actually, that's an excellent question, and I would say no, just because of the cost that would be incurred with that. The fact that we had those and they were functional laboratory space already during the renovation plan, and we looked at the cost, like I said, it cost us a little shy of $70,000 to purchase those, so it was definitely a lot cheaper to purchase those. And they're not, the other thing, Mr. Mills, they're not permanently occupied 24/7, so they're seasonal, depending on when we're doing field research. So it's not like it's a conditioned use space that somebody's in every single day, too. So for that plan, no. We're pretty fortunate in the fact that we were able to build the Carville Research and Education Center and able to get $4 million from the state to do the renovation of last year's lab. I think our campus improvement plan will be very minimal for several years to come, given what's already been, allocated there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. No other questions?
Okay.
No questions.
Hearing no questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I guess I do have another question.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What effect would it have on adjacent neighboring properties?
None.
Okay. No other question.
Okay. Is there anyone here or anyone here opposed to this application? Chair, hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe, I have a question for you. What do you have your degree in?
My degree is in plant pathology or plant physiology. It focuses on weed science, so weeds.
Okay, I would be hard pressed to find that out because you look like you're political science. You speak very well.
No, thank you.
Okay.
No. I'm an old Sussex County farm boy.
Oh, okay, good. You're doing a great job. The special use exception will not adversely affect the adjacent and neighboring properties. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, based on the testimony, I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,884.
Do I have a second to that motion?
For five years.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask you.
Second.
Okay. We got a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,884. 184 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,884 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too, sir. Thank you.